I've spent my entire adult life in the security counterintelligence business, doing counterintelligence, doing security awareness, and doing counterterrorism. And for all my professional life, I always had the problem of trying to get people, managers, to buy in the need for security and counterintelligence. One of the most demeaning things I ever heard was a very senior man who was a lawyer said, "Yeah, security people, the little gray men who live in the kitchen." That's a terrible thing to say, because without security and counterintelligence, all your missions will fail. And one of the things we try to do at the center is how to help people, security officers, sell this essential product to their managers. So we've invested time, money, and effort in this webpage to have one-stop shopping, a living encyclopedia for the latest information to walk to their boss and to their employees and say, this threat is real. So by using the website, they can go in and say, okay, what about this particular case? And they can go into that website and they say, this case took place. What are the lessons from this place? What do we need to do different? What are the vulnerabilities that we have? Does this prove that there really is an intelligence threat, that there really is a terrorism threat? You never can do that by saying it generically. You never can convince the manager to invest money in something which is always overhead unless you can show them there is, in fact, a real threat and we have to prepare for it. For example, we've had 21% of all the arrests of people who were foreign agents against the United States, that there's been some legal action done. 21% of all the arrests have taken place in the last 3 years compared to the last 65 years. More people have been arrested for economic espionage, and terrorism in the last 3 years than any time in American history since 1945 on. Well, most people don't know that fact, but this website gives you that. You can go back and look at it from a historical perspective and the history side. You can go back and look at it and broken down by government agencies and the case side. You can go back and find the photographs of the people you need to help you prepare your security awareness presentation, your presentation to your boss. You can be as current as yesterday's news and on our website, and you can do it because it's one-stop shopping. This has always been a problem, and we believe this website is helping you solve that problem. We have a number of video clips that you can download and use in your presentation that you can, is what I call the myths of counterintelligence, because you have to overcome all those myths. Myth that you can prevent espionage, which you can't. All of those things are important to understand, and a facility manager is somewhat isolated. He doesn't have the time or the resources or the personnel to do the kind of vast research you need to give a living, dynamic presentation or write the right policies. However you fit in to the security profession, whether you are a policy writer, an analyst, a briefer, a security guard, whatever you do, this website is invaluable for you to know what's happening right now. You don't have the time to go out and do all the research that we do. You don't have the time to read all the indictments and look at all the videos. But this website has it all, one-stop shopping. In my entire professional life doing this profession, I never had a resource like this. I personally use our own research every single day when I'm updating my own presentations. When I walk into a classroom, I'm not going to try to say, well, here's what happened 10 years ago. And if I do, I say, what does it mean to me today? We do that all the time. We say, here's what happened, here's what it means to me today and tomorrow. So this is one-stop shopping that you can't get anywhere else. I use it on a regular basis and have as we've been developing it. So I don't know how you could be a professional security and counterintelligence expert, a facility manager, a background investigator without having the data on here. You don't even know the right questions to ask other than the pro forma ones, because everybody has a busy day. This you can go into and you can look at it 15 minutes a day and you'll be as absolutely as current as anybody you talk to about what you need to know. You must know as a professional, not just walking through it. So we try to do something that I tell you, spent my entire life wishing I had something like this. And that's what I think why the value of this website is to anybody who's in this profession.